Chapter 12. Basic Vehicle Control Skills Test. Introduction. The Basic Control Skills Test your ability to perform basic skill maneuvers that are essential for the safe operation of commercial vehicles. Although you may not perform all of these particular maneuvers on the job, the ability to control a vehicle and judge the vehicle's position in relation to other objects is very important. The following exercises are designed to test your performance of these basic control skills. Test exercises. Basic control skills tests are made up of three of the following six exercises. These tests will normally be conducted in a parking lot setting, on courses set up by the examiner. The examiner may also ask you to perform one or more of the exercises somewhere on the street during the road test. The tests consist of straight line backing, offset back, right, offset back, left, parallel park, driver side, parallel park, conventional, alley dock. These exercises, as well as the required course dimensions, are shown at the end of this chapter. Category of test exercises. The examiner will choose the exercises he, she wishes you to perform. The examiner will include one exercise from each of the following three categories. Category 1, always used. 1. Straight line back. Category 2, examiner will pick 1. 1. Offset back, left. 2. Offset back, right. Category 3, examiner will pick 1. 1. Sight side parallel park. 2. Conventional parallel park. 3. Alley dock. For example, you may be asked to perform a straight line backing, offset back, left, and the alley dock exercises for your test. It is important that you practice and know how to perform all six exercises, because you will not know which ones the examiner will ask you to do for your test. 12.1 Scoring. Crossing boundaries, encroachments, pull-ups, vehicle exits, looks, final position, time limits. You must receive 12 errors or less to pass the basic control skills portion of the test. Encroachments. The examiner will score the number of times you touch or cross over an exercise boundary line with any portion of your vehicle. Each encroachment will count as an error, and each error is worth 2 points. Pull-ups. When a driver stops and pulls forward to clear an encroachment or to get a better position, it is scored as a pull-up. Stopping without changing direction does not count as a pull-up. You will not be penalized for initial pull-ups. However, an excessive number of pull-ups will count as errors, and each error is worth 1 point. Outside vehicle observations, looks. You may be permitted to safely stop and exit the vehicle to check the external position of the vehicle, look. When doing so, you must place the vehicle in neutral and set the parking brake. When exiting the vehicle, you must do so safely by facing the vehicle and maintaining 3 points of contact with the vehicle at all times. When exiting a bus, maintain a firm grasp on the handrail at all times. If you do not safely secure the vehicle or safely exit the vehicle, it may result in an automatic failure of a skills test. The maximum number of times that you may look to check the position of your vehicle is 2, except for the straight line backing exercise, which allows 1 look. Each time you open the door, move from a seated position where in physical control of the vehicle or on a bus walk to the back of a bus to get a better view, it is scored as a look. You will not receive any points for free looks, however, you will not be allowed to exceed the total number permitted for the exercise. Final position. It is important that you finish each exercise exactly as the examiner has instructed you. If you do not maneuver the vehicle into its final position as described by the examiner, you will be penalized 13 points and will fail the basic skills test. You are allowed to measure the distance from the rear of your vehicle to the exercise boundary line. You are also permitted to place a reference mark or object to aid you in positioning the vehicle within the exercise boundary. You will not be allowed to end any backing exercise with an encroachment. If you have set the brake and sounded the horn indicating final position and you are over or touching a boundary line, the examiner will instruct you to maneuver the vehicle back into the boundary lines of the exercise. The examiner will score you for an encroachment and a pull-up once you return within bounds. 12.1.1 Time Limits. Backing test exercises are subject to time limits as follows. Straight line backing 7 minutes. Offset back, left or right 9 minutes. Parallel park either side 12 minutes. Alley dock 12 minutes. Going over the time limit will result in a 1-point deduction for each minute past the limit. 12.2 Exercises and Course Dimensions. 12.2.1 Straight Line Backing. You may be asked to back your vehicle in a straight line between two rows of cones or other boundary lines without touching or crossing over the exercise boundaries. 12.2.2 Offset Back, Right. You may be asked to back into a space that is to the right rear of your vehicle. You will drive straight forward to the outer boundary. From that position, you must back your vehicle into the opposite lane until the front of your vehicle has passed the first set of cones. Do not strike the boundary lines or cones. You must place your vehicle completely into the space so that your front bumper is behind the first set of cones. 12.2.3 Offset Back, Left. You may be asked to back into a space that is to the left rear of your vehicle. You will drive straight forward to the outer boundary. From that position, you must back your vehicle into the opposite lane until the front of your vehicle has passed the first set of cones. Do not strike the boundary lines or cones. You must place your vehicle completely into the space so that your front bumper is behind the first set of cones. 12.2.4 Parallel Park, Driver Side. You may be asked to park in a parallel parking space that is on your left. You are to drive past the entrance to the parallel parking space with your vehicle parallel to the parking area. Then back into the space without crossing front, side or rear boundaries marked by cones. You are required to get your vehicle completely into the space. 12.2.5 Parallel Park, Conventional. You may be asked to park in a parallel parking space that is on your right. You are to drive past the entrance to the parallel parking space with your vehicle parallel to the parking area. Then back into the space without crossing front, side or rear boundaries marked by cones. You are required to get your vehicle completely into the space. 12.2.6 Alley Dock. You may be asked to sight side back your vehicle into an alley. You will drive past the alley and position your vehicle parallel to the outer boundary. From that position, back into the alley, bringing the rear of your vehicle within 3 feet of the rear of the alley. Your vehicle must finish with the rear of the vehicle inside the 3 feet stop box. Do not go beyond the exercise boundary marked by a line or row of cones, or touch side boundary lines or cones. Your vehicle must be straight within the alley when completed.